My name's Travis Sims, and I am the founder and CEO of AGC Accelerated Global Connections. And this is the AGC Experience.
Our lives are a series of choices. Each choice leads to a result. Would you like to easily know which choices are the right life choices for you? If you've never met Amy Tyson, owner of Infinity Life Design, make it a priority to connect with her. Amy is a master of feng shui and bazi, which she calls destiny analysis. She assists her clients in understanding the hidden forces that are influencing their lives. A destiny reading with Amy is like reading a book all about you. She highlights which decisions will bring you to your fullest potential and which choices will lead you down a path of obstacles. If you're struggling with a challenge or you want to lift your life even higher, get connected with Amy and Infinity Life Design on facebook.com/infinitylifedesign or subscribe to her online newsletter at infinitylifedesign.com and connect with your infinite life.
First thing I'm going to ask you to do, honestly, is close your eyes. Close your eyes for me. And I want you to think about your perfect beach vacation. And this could be you traveled to it. This could be just a lake that you go to with your family. This could be just somewhere that you go in the summer. And I want you to think about this for a second. So we had gone down to Lake City, Minnesota. It's called Lake Pepin. It's on the big part of the Mississippi River. And we went down there. It was with my girlfriend, and then my son was six at the time, six or seven, Jack was. And it was going to be a great weekend. And in town that weekend, there was a carnival. But the reason I want you to think about this weekend is think about the water and the jet skis and the people skiing, people fishing, kids building sandcastles. It's 80 degrees. There's this light breeze, and it's just going to be this fantastic weekend. And like I said, that weekend, there's a carnival in town. So we got there about 4 or 5 o'clock on a Friday evening. And I was kind of uneasy. And I wasn't sure why, but it was kind of building up. Like that stress level was building up a little bit. You can open your eyes now if you want. And the next morning, we all woke up, and there's probably 6, 7 of us. And we walked uptown. And uptown, there was one of those carnivals. And we've all been to those, I'm hoping, as kids. It's one of those things that we love to do, where you have the roller coasters and the bumper cars and the Ferris wheels and all this, the little carnies and all that kind of stuff. And we have the games as well. And as we're walking by, Jack sees it. And he sees the pitching game. And he starts pleading with me, Dad, please, can I play? Dad, come on. Come on, Dad, I really want to. And I remember standing there, and off in the distance, I saw this sign that said, 3 balls, $5. And I froze, because in my pocket, I had $23. And if you count the house up for short sale, driving my brother's truck, 2000 Ford Ranger, couldn't afford it. $23 was way more than I had to my name. And she saw it, and she ended up paying for it. And we labored our way through the weekend. And I remember getting home that Sunday evening and walking into the house, and I put my stuff down. I didn't really do anything. I went downstairs to where my office is. And I just sat there. And I sat there numb. And I started thinking about all those things that I was taking away from Jack. Like, I was sitting there thinking about, Jack, have you ever felt that? And I mean really felt it. You might be wondering, how do you get there in the first place? Like, what was I thinking? I mean, if you think about the 6 jobs in 8 years, wouldn't commit to anything. Like, when it got hard, and maybe some of you are in this moment right now, I got out. Consistently got out or tried to look for the next thing because, ooh, man, we don't want to get out of our comfort zone, or we don't want to get past that. And it was killing me. It was absolutely tearing me up inside. And now, guess what? 6 months into this, here we go again. I was already starting to look around because this was starting to get hard. And I look back at the memories that I was taking from Jack, the way I was, honestly, the way I was failing my son. And I took out a post-it, just a little post-it, little yellow one, and I wrote on it. And I wrote, how does it feel? How does it feel? Ask yourself, have you ever failed your kids? Have you ever failed your family? You ever failed those ones that are closest to you? You ever failed yourself? This is one of those moments, the ones that you look back on that really, they change your life. They truly change your life. And in that moment, I made a decision. I never, never wanted to feel that feeling again. Things are going to change. We have to change. I had to change. And I learned something along the way, which is crazy. I look back on it now, that most of us, take this in once. Like, hear me here for a second. Most of us only reach about 40% of what our potential is. And that can be any facet of your life. That can be work. That can be development. That can be exercise. That can be family. Whatever it is, we're reaching 40%. What would happen? What would happen if you made the choice and said today, some random day in December, a random Friday, it doesn't have to be Monday, it doesn't have to be January 1st, and you thought, I am going to do something. I mean, I was blaming everyone and everything. If I had a damn dog, I would have blamed the dog in that moment. And my question is, can you relate to this? Like, does this hit home at all? And maybe this is where you're at right now, or maybe this is the thing we need to change. And the crazy part was, the first answer, like really the first answer was staring me right in the face. I'm sitting there in my office, and you see it a little different now, but there's this stack of books just right beside me, books about family and motivation and life and business. And if you're like me, let's be real with ourselves. Those stack of books look really good on the bookshelf, but do we actually read them? Have we read them? Because we all get busy. And my eye caught one book. Here's the crazy part. It caught one book. And it was actually part of the journey that I was already on. And one of my friends had actually wrote the book from where, that Southwestern where I'm at. And right at the beginning of this book, it literally says, most of you will not finish this book. And be honest with yourself. How many of us have ever started a book and we didn't finish it? Thing is, this wasn't just a book. This was the metaphor for my life. It was starting something that I typically, 100% of the time, just didn't finish. But picking that book up and starting to read, and again, that book is just a metaphor for everything else, but it was this transformation. It was making it mean something, not just for me, but for Jack, for those people around me, like Sean alluded to. I would have never been lucky enough to meet him and the people that we meet if I wouldn't have picked up that damn book that day. And it opened my eyes. It showed me that there's more out there, that you can do more, that we get so comfortable. We get so comfortable in this complacency that we have. We spend time, whether it's I'm happy where I'm at, or I just want to be content, or I look at my bank account, so do I need to do more? And no, I realize no. This is an existence change. Like, this is the first step to changing the way we do things. And there's a couple lessons. When you start this path, when you give yourself, when you dig these heels in and you say, all right, this is it, you start learning something. Why do we have to wait for the pain? Because really, when it comes down to it, there's no change without pain. And sometimes we don't even change when there is pain. Like I said, we start blaming everybody else around us. And the book made me realize, and many books since then, that it's on us. It's not on everybody else. But why do we have to wait for that pain? Think about this. What do you have to change? Is it your mindset? Is it part of rebuilding yourself? Do we need to educate ourselves? Man, I had to do something differently because Jack. Well, life was comfortable. It really was. I remember. And here's another way that just reading a book can change. I don't know if you've ever read the book Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. I read this a couple of years ago. And it was over the summer once. I was going to run a half marathon. And I didn't tell anybody. Well, I shouldn't say that. I told three people. I told Josh Bransett, I told AJ Kozlak, and I told Jenny, who's my wife. And the reason I didn't tell anybody is why so many other of us don't tell people we're going to do things, because we didn't want the accountability. We just didn't want it. Because if I didn't run it, because I didn't train for it, what's the difference? And I remember getting there, and I was kind of late for it, so I had to run to the start line, that kind of thing. And fast forward, I got about 3 miles in, and it was a night. It was a hot day. It was 70 degrees. It was the 4th of July, red, white, and boom here in Minneapolis. And I'm 3 miles in, and my calf kind of pops. I pulled it, whatever. And I remember sitting there thinking, and if any of you walk, any of you run, I mean, if you've ever just gone for a walk, you know where I'm at. Over here is the grass, the nice soft grass, and it's going to feel good. And I could sit down there right now, and right here as I'm running by the curb with my head down thinking, what am I going to do? I still have 10 miles to go. I'm in pain. What the hell am I going to do? And I thought back to that book by David Goggins, because he was running an ultra marathon. And if you don't know what that is, that's 100 miles. And the first one he did was in Death Valley. So fast forward that as well. When he got done, he had his wife brought him home because he had already broken his foot. He was just on death's bed. And she put him in the tub and put ice all the way around him. And she said, David, I'm going to have to take you to the hospital. And he goes, no. And she said, we have to go. And again, he says, no. And he looks up at her. And he says, I've earned this pain. I'm going to enjoy it. I've earned this pain. I'm going to enjoy it. And here I am, running this half marathon of all things. And I'm thinking to myself, I've already earned the pain. Like, it's going to hurt anyway. When I get done, whether I sit down, whether I keep going, like, it's going to hurt. And that's the same thing in our life. That's the same thing in our business. That whether you're in mortgage, whether you're in real estate, whether you started your own business, whether you're an advisor, whatever you're in, whatever type of business you are in, that's why you're on this call and that's why you're networking. You're already in pain at times. Like, things are already hard. And you can think to yourself, I can either sit down on the grass and take the easy way out and make it easy and soft and I'm doing pretty good. Or I can keep going. I can bust through that. And I know things are going to change. Question is, what are you willing to do? Who are you willing to let in around you? Look around. Like, look around the room. Look around those people that you have. And go back to what Sean talked about. It's these people that we let in. I got asked once here, what's the hardest part about coming in? What's the hardest part about what you do? And my answer was, ego. And I don't mean the ego of we're the best and we got it all figured out. I mean the ego of, are we letting people in around us? Are we letting them help us? Or are we pushing them away? Are we letting the books in? Are we letting the coaches, trainers, seminars, mentors, all these different things? Are we letting them, because it's staring us right in the face. But so many of us want to figure all these things out ourselves. And I decided I was done holding myself back. We can pursue what we all have in us. We can improve ourselves. Like, listen, this is the thing, that there's people behind you that want to lift you up, that want to push you, that want to guide you. Not quitting. Not quitting when you want to. Not quitting on yourself. Because you know what happens? The shift starts to begin. And it may not happen overnight. I'll tell you that right now. You're probably thinking, why isn't it happening yet? Or maybe you're already along the way and you're not where you want to be. There's no finish line. We know that. But it starts with you. You got to start somewhere. And what does that shift mean for our lives? What does that shift mean for our success? But what does that shift mean to those people around us, those people that we get to impact? There's this ripple effect that starts to happen. And this is your family. This is, for me, it's your kids, your family. It's your parents. It's anybody and everybody around you that it just starts to, it starts to help out. Thing is, we can't do it alone. Sitting there thinking, I'm doing okay. Like, man, that's a dangerous way to think. What could you do? Because here's what happens. When you start to believe you can, I didn't know, you do the work. And guess what happens when you do the work? You get better. And if you get better, you start to believe more. And if you believe more, you become more convicted in what you're doing. And when you become more convicted, guess what? You get more confident. And if you get more confident, guess what starts happening? You want to keep going. That becomes your identity. That becomes who you are as a person. Like, there's a power in this. It changes your mindset. It changes what you are. It changes who you are. When people tell me that this is just who I am, uh-uh. I remember being that guy out walking my dog one day, making $50,000, $60,000 a year. I went so far as to get a damn MBA, thinking somebody's got to pay me now. And thinking that 50, 60, is this who I am? Is this who I'm going to be the rest of my life? I'm going to struggle to pay bills and get by. And in that moment, you have to make a decision. If you want to change your circumstances, we have to change ourselves. We have to let people in. When was the last time you picked up a book? When was the last time you reached out to a mentor? When was the last time when somebody said, hey, maybe we should do it this way, that you actually let them in? What are you putting in your mind? What are you putting into your heart? Question is, what's holding you back? We all know the answer. Because there's only one person holding you back, and that's you. We can talk about outside factors. We can all make excuses why we're not reaching our fullest potential, why we're not as successful as we want to be. We can all do those things, or hopefully we can get off this call and go, ooh, you know what? I could do this. And again, it's not going to change overnight, but it becomes who you are. Start telling everyone. Start telling anyone. Tell them those things that you want to accomplish. Tell them those things that you want to be. Tell them those things that you want to do. Because when you make that decision, you make that decision. And there's a power that comes with this. You faced it. I faced it. We all face it. Whatever that thing is for you, once you make the decision, now you know where to start. Don't let that hold you back. But the thing is, you just have to start. Honestly, I don't know how else to put it. We can all come up with reasons. We all have this, but that's where that accountability comes in. Once we start building ourselves, once we start looking for the accountability, guess what happens there? We start becoming disciplined. When you look at other people that are more disciplined or that are disciplined, all it is because they show up. There's nothing else that goes with it. We show up every day, and there's no way around it. You show up when it's hard. You show up when it's going well. You show up when it's easy. You show up when there's things that you want to do and things that you don't want to do. That is the fact of discipline. But what prevents us from that? We just don't feel like it. If you're waiting for something, stop waiting. Each and every one of us has to do it. I'm going to leave you with that.